Good morning. The readings today are a great example of the magnitude and saving power of God's grace. The lives of the three main characters, Isaiah, St. Paul, and Peter, were profoundly and radically changed by the grace of God, which is really good news for all of us. It is also a story about obedience to do God's will, which is also really good for us, but it's a little bit more complicated and difficult for us sometimes to be obedient. Through God's grace, Isaiah's sins were removed, and he became one of the most important prophets in Israel's history. Paul was a person who persecuted and imprisoned Christians. Yet, the key word here is was. He did those things, but through the grace of God, he had a conversion experience and became one of the most prolific evangelists. And he did it all without social media, television, or even the printing press. Then we come to Simon, who we would know would later become Peter. And through God's grace, he would become the leader of the early church. Now take a moment to imagine the day that we talk about in today's gospel reading from Peter's perspective. He'd been up all night fishing. He was tired. And he was over there minding his own business, tending to his fishing nets. Now bear in mind, he probably was not in the best of moods. He'd been all night working, caught no fish. He had no fish to eat, no fish to sell. A little way down the shore, the crowd was beginning to build and press in upon Jesus. And so he approaches Peter, gets in the boat, and then asks Peter to push away from the shore a little bit. Note here that Peter was obedient, and he did Jesus' will in that small act of allowing him into his boat, into doing what Jesus wanted him to do at that moment. Now he's still in the boat with Jesus. Peter's not teaching, but he is with Jesus. Have you ever noticed, as we go through life and we hear the Gospels and we read Holy Scripture, that we hear more about Jesus teaching than we hear about him preaching? And personally, I think that is just a wonderful model to emulate and to love. Now, once Jesus concludes his teaching to the crowd, he turns to Peter and says, "Go, let's go to the deep and put your net down." The deep is scary. The deep can be dark. And in this gospel story, we're talking about water, but not really. And in our own lives, we all have our deep areas. And perhaps they're different for some of us. But I suspect if we were all spiritually naked together, we have a lot of the same fears of the deep. Peter tells him, "Look, dude, I've been out there all night. There's no fish." He doesn't protest. But then he does that obedient act. He follows Jesus' will and does what he asks. And we all know what happens next. The nets were overflowing. His catch was so abundant that he couldn't do it by himself. So others came to help him. And at that point, Peter realizes what's going on. And he falls before Jesus, asking him to just please back away. Not because Jesus is bad, obviously, that's not right. It's because of Peter's shame. Have you ever felt the sting of shame? The truth is, all of us have. Don't let your shame claim power over you. There is no sin bigger than the love and forgiveness afforded by Jesus Christ. Perhaps one of the similarities in the men of these readings and Gospels today, Isaiah, Peter, and Paul, is that yes, they were sinners like you and me. But through the grace of God, they were forgiven and enlisted into a mission. Isaiah was called to bring the Israelites to repentance. Paul was called to bring others to follow Jesus. And Peter was called to assist Jesus in his ministry and to provide leadership for the church after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. These men were not perfect. They were just like you and me. Even after these experiences and these encounters with Jesus, they weren't always joyful and happy about their mission. Might sound familiar. Heck, Peter went on to deny Jesus the day he died. So, you know, and he still was special to Jesus. With that, you and I, we are good enough. We are holy enough and loving enough to be part of the mission of Jesus. But what about us, the us of 2019? More specifically, you. And when I say you, it includes me. Not you as a baby boomer or a millennial. Not you as a Catholic, not you as an American, but you as a son and daughter of Jesus, the son or daughter that has been known to him prior to being formed in your mother's womb, the son or daughter whom he truly knows and loves. And just like Peter, you are the son or daughter who he calls to be fishers of men. Now, perhaps it's easy to think that the readings of today and the human form of Jesus that was in the boat with Peter those many years ago are just pieces of history. I certainly beg to differ on that. Obviously, these people have long passed from this earth. However, the same Jesus of then is with us today. Not just today in general terms, but quite literally, right now, in this very room. Now you let that sink in. In closing, we have the opportunity to experience the true presence of Jesus in our lives, just like Isaiah, Paul, and Peter. He is physically present in the Holy Eucharist, which we are wonderfully able to partake of during Mass. He is present in the Holy Bible as his inspired word. He is present in the sacraments. And if you want to get rid of your shame, I encourage you to think about the sacrament of reconciliation. All three of these men experienced some form of reconciliation. May not be the form we have today, but the basis is there. You acknowledge your sin, you promise to do better, and you relish in the love of God. You can even be aware of the presence of Jesus within you and me. He always calls you first. Be attentive and open to hearing his call. And above all else, respond. You may not have a climactic experience or a conversion story that's on the magnitude of Peter or Isaiah or Paul. But I assure you this, you cannot experience Jesus Christ and not be transformed. Now, just because Father Jerry's not here doesn't mean you don't have homework. I learned from the master. For homework this week, take some time to reflect how Jesus is present in you. In your prayer time, be like Peter in the boat and just sit in the presence of Jesus. Let Jesus do the talking and teaching. And lastly, be open to hearing Jesus' call and mission for you and accepting his will with an obedient heart. May we all answer the Lord's question, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" with Isaiah's response of, "Here I am, send me." And as we go through the week, I ask that God bless you, protect you from all evil, and lead you to everlasting life. Amen.